What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
How long till podcasts die? You think they ever will?
No. Probably not.
Like, they became to be because of COVID.
I don't think they will.
No.
They were around before that.
Like 10 years before that.
Actually, they're claiming that anybody who has a podcast can thank Howard Stern.
And
I watched the documentary. I mean, I guess kind of in a sense. Like, I mean,
he's the one that talk show radio.
He's also the one who made Sirius. He signed a contract with Sirius when they first started before anybody even knew what it was. And he had like 4 million new subscribers to Sirius.
I watched.
I fucking can't stand.
I watched a thing. It wasn't a documentary, but I watched.
It was called Nine Lives.
It's not about what he says or his questions. It's just
I like Howard.
He's just a douche. But
I agree.
He is.
But it's a character. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's like, there's good, but a lot of it I feel like is trying hard in the last 15 years.
He's just very forward. He's very
like
direct.
90 through like the 2000s. Okay, but like lately, it's just kind of like
because he's changed because he has kids.
And he says he's 65 or 70 or some shit.
Like that was all on the I guess I don't know if it was a documentary. It's called Nine Lives. Like there was one episode about Trump. There's one about him. Like all these people who just seemed to not be able to die. And Howard Stern was one of them. They talked about how like he was just spit it all out, and then he kind of stopped. And when America's Got Talent and all that, and he joined a judge there, he kind of cleaned up his act because of his kids or something.
Well, Sirius made him clean up a little bit too.
Yeah.
What? Well, Howard Stern?
Not in the beginning because it was satellite. He could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
I watched a couple episodes on Artie?
Annie?
The comedian that was on there? That was on the Stern show.
Oh.
The kind of heavier set comedian dude.
The dude with the high pitched voice?
No, I swear it's like Archie or Artie or something like that.
Probably. He had a lot of people.
But he died. Like, or no, he didn't die. He like was this fucking crazy addict or whatever, and Howard ended up kicking him off the show, and then his nose exploded because he had like snorted so much cocaine over his life, dude.
Fuck.
It's great. If you see a picture of him now, it's like all crazy, like indented into his face like a skeleton. I swear it's like Artie or I don't know. But then he's got like, what's the like little black dude that's on there? That's like retarded.
I don't watch it. I listen to it, dude.
Dude, it's like I haven't seen ant or flea or I don't know, something
bro.
Bug or something. Yeah.
Wait, there's the black lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's the
she's funny.
She's been on there for a while.
I like her.
Yeah, she's like,
Artie Lang.
Great reason.
Artie Lang. Yep.
Yeah. And I'll try to see because Beetlejuice. See, I knew how to do something with a bug. Beetlejuice was the little black guy that was on there. And then there was this huge guy, like I think they said he was like 6'4". I mean, he's massive, like big fat guy. But Howard Stern kept him on the show and as one of his freak show kind of sideshow kind of people because he had this high pitch. Yeah.
Yep.
That was all his people.
Yep.
And they were on there and they were talking too. And they were saying that on the show, he treated him like shit. He was a dick. But that was a character. Said outside of the show, he was the nicest guy they ever met. He did everything for them. And
well, even like his, like Beetlejuice, I've seen episodes where they're asking Beetlejuice these questions like, hey, what's 3 plus 4?
Yeah.
And he's like 10. And like he's, but he just doesn't have the mental capacity at all, dude. Like, he's got this some disease, and you know exactly.
You remember?
That, dude.
Oh yeah, he's in all sorts of weird ass shit.
He was one of the. He's got a twin sister too that has the same disease as him, but I think she's worse. She's not as.
Is he the guy that can bug his eyes out real big?
Yeah. And he looks like, I mean, physically, he looks like he's probably what 10 or something like that. But I just feel like, he's like a sideshow thing. That's the one thing I don't like about Stern is like he's like a sideshow and he's just like making fun of these people, essentially.
But,
like
on and I never knew. I just figured they were all dumb and didn't know he was making fun of them. But after watching this, I see it was like, oh, okay, it was part of the show. They knew he was making fun of them.
I don't feel like that guy has a mental capacity to understand that.
Well, I'm just telling you what they said on the show, motherfucker.
Yeah. I called CenturyLink the other day to cancel my service, and obviously, I'm not trying to be racist, but obviously,
how many holds?
The lady, dude, it was actually a really pleasant experience, but the lady on the other line was obviously Southern, she had an accent, and black. Mm-hmm. I could just tell.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I had a lady that I talked to like twice.
Her name was Nika.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I love?
And I was like, Nika, what?
Is when you call those Nika customer supports and it's some like some Indian dude and it says his name is Joseph or Steve.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
And, no, it's not.
I, hello,
not
my as, name
what is
Josh.
Your real name? Yeah. Like, that hello. Is not your name.
My name is Josh. Josh Robinson.
Is that your government name, bro? Is that your government name?
No, but does it make me sound more American?
My name is Michael American Man.
He's like, his real name is like 48 syllables.
I'd rather have his real name.
Yeah, just, like, just his first dude? Name.
Yeah. Good luck, like, bro.
Don't make up names. You just...
We all know that that's not your real name.
Every single,
just say your real name.
Every seriously. Single person in that call center on that floor.
Be proud of
it's
who
like
you
150
are,
dude. Dudes on that floor. They're all named Josh.
Their name changes every day. They wake up. Again, they're hey, off
today we're Adams.
Oh, I am I am Richard. Today.
My name is Mike.
Today I'm Chasse. How can I be helping?
Today I'm French. Pro Farachet. Chasse de Vaux.
Man, I had to talk to a lady a couple times. I could tell she was Southern and she was black.
Yep.
And she was the most fun person I've ever talked to in my life on the phone.
Facts.
Like, I even told her that because I ended up calling back because we had like a little discrepancy and it happened to be the same lady. And I was like, I really feel like we've talked to each other twice. And I was like, I just got to say, your customer service is like, impeccable. Like it, I've never experienced anything. And she was not going out of her way. She wasn't like putting on a mask.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You couldn't feel the fake kindness. It was just
genuine, man.
Yeah.
So genuine. Uh-huh. And you could feel it over the phone. Man, this lady would have cooked me dinner that night.
I went to Georgia and I met so many people like that.
Yeah.
Like,
just phenomenal.
It was crazy.
Yep.
And then one dude rolled up to me on a corner and was like, yeah, I could dunk on you. And I was like, yeah, because I'm out of weight or I'm out of shape. And he's like, motherfucker. Like his buddy had to like hold him back. I was like, oh shit. I was like,
dude.
Just started walking across the street like, my bad.
Wait. What could you
have
said?
Yeah, you done fucked up.
I mean, to me, that's pretty safe. You're like, yeah, because I'm like,
I've been like, okay.
I could, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely fat and out of shape back then.
But not to be like.
But he was like 2 inches shorter than me. I was like,
the appropriate response was, yes, sir, you could totally sir. Dunk on me.
Yes, you could totally dunk on me. Yes, master. Let's go. I didn't know. Everybody I met was cool. So this is the first dude that rolled up. And I was like, yeah, because I'm out of shape. he fucking lost it.
Dude, I would have thought that would have been completely
He was looking for a fight,
He
bro.
Wanted to fight so bad, that was downtown. And that's when I learned real quick.
He knew like, you were from Idaho.
Not everybody's cool when you're walking through downtown.
You know, it's funny. It's like when you travel somewhere, I don't feel like I stick out like that I'm not from there, but most places we do, like from Idaho, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, especially foreign countries, like you get picked out. Like, it's like, who the fuck is that?
Like, oh, yeah, dude. When I was in Mexico, I mean, obviously.
Well, he's like, when I was in Africa, I was right? totally.
They were like, I don't think he's from here.
I've been never called.
You're
kind of
not South Africa.
Not South Africa, but
when I was
North
visiting
Africa.
The pyramid in Antarctica on the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, I wish, actually. That'd be cool.
Antarctica?
Hell yeah.
Fuck no, dude.
I'd fucking go. I think it'd be awesome.
I'd just hang out right near the beach.
I think it'd be just cool to see.
Where the beach should
just
be.
Just for the pyramid?
Donnie would be hot.
There's nothing there.
Donnie would be hot there. He'd be like,
he'd be like,
there's no
South Pole. Why do I got to wear this heavy jacket? Fuck.
we were building the poker table the first round in here. And this is when my mini split died. So we had Candy out here, the little propane heater thing.
Sexy little bitch.
Yeah, that shit blazing, right?
And she lost her pack of smokes.
I'm just, no, it's on the propane tank.
No,
you just got to refill it.
She smoked her pack of smokes and she wants to bum one for me too.
No, it's on the propane tank. But, I had that going and we're sitting there building the poker table and Tana comes out and she's like, Donnie, are you hot? And I look over and Donnie's just like beating sweat down his face. And I'm just like, this is great. Like, and I was like, oh bro, like you should have said something. He's like, I'm so hot, dude.
It's his garage. I don't want to be like,
me and Dan are very much the same with that, dude. It can't be hot enough to where I'll complain.
Yeah, dude.
Like, wait a second, Donnie's drinking
water? You could
have
a 90 degrees and you're not be like, It's Lex a little warm, but I like it.
Yeah. We stayed the night here once, drunk. I woke up like so many times
now, throughout the night. Sleeping's different. When I sleep, it's fucking cold.
Sauna in that back downstairs bedroom.
Yeah. They couldn't figure out how to open the window because it's really complicated.
Oh, my God. We snuck out at like 5 a.m.
Wait.
Didn't even defrost vinyl? The windows.
Hmm? They're vinyl, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they do make those.
You just pull usually
it. Like a little switch.
Look.
Just pull it.
What?
My wife just said, you want to leave? I was like, yeah, let's do this. And so we just left.
I'm good at that early in the morning.
Donnie's never staying the night at my house ever again because of that experience.
I'll sleep in his hammock out back.
He never will.
When are we thinking the first poker game? We tried to decide last time.
I don't know, bitch. I'm busy.
Exactly. That's the problem. Last time when Lex and I came and hung out with you and Tana, wherever the fuck we went, and we tried to decide. The time we went to Ontario.
Yeah, because it's like, okay.
And next, we talked about it, and you're looking at your
weekend
calendar.
Booked. Fuckers weekend never. After that, booked. Weekend after, wait.
Oh, we got to book our hiking trip, boys.
March
hey,
16th is good.
No, but, Wallawas.
Wallawas. Well, what about backpacking?
What about?
That's what it is.
What about the enchantments?
What about men only?
Men only. Yeah, we need a men only backpacking trip.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Where's the Wallawas at? I've heard of them.
It's
that sounds badass.
East of Baker City.
But that's everybody, right?
What?
That's all of us, kids and all.
Well, no, we can go there with all of us, but we need to do our backpacking trip.
Yeah. So there's two places that badass, are on my list: dude. The Enchantments.
There's all sorts of shit.
There's the Enchantments, it's a wilderness. And there's Paintbrush Canyon.
Is there a loop?
Yeah.
How long is that loop?
Anywhere from 15 to 30 miles.
What the fuck? It's got everything. It's a wilderness.
It's like, a wilderness. There's like 30 trails. Trail? You just 25 point, lakes.
Spin around in a circle 10 times.
Giant mountain range. Just
walk in circles, man.
I have a few that look pretty fucking tight, honestly.
Well, there's usually like an in and out type.
Yeah, there's all sorts of
the area.
There's like 30 around. Trails.
It depends on
the
area.
From the trailhead, and you can go a million different ways. Like you can hit loops, you can hit
like if you go tracks. If you go in the Sawtooth, them? There's like 14 yeah,
that's
loops.
That's fucking a million.
There's like five that I think would be perfect for us. Yeah. One of them, Summit's like it's kind of crazy. I figured that was up Dan's thing where you basically camp at the bottom, and then on a day like light pack it, and then hike up to the top,
come back down.
Yeah, and then up there you can see Baker, you can see Hell's Canyon, you can see back down into like Cambridge and shit, and then back out towards Le Grand because it's just that giant mountain that sticks up right there in the top corner. But I guess there's hella lakes and all sorts of cool shit.
Nice.
This is on my list this summer though. I want to do it. I want to get my shoulder back in good working order, and then
it is.
I wanted. It's not. It's been hurting like a motherfucker. I rescheduled my MRI for next week.
MRI, damn. Yeah, it's
very like I dislocated it, but like the other way. Like
what?
My humerus behind my shoulder blade.
What the fuck is it with you guys and your shoulders?
Dude, my shoulder had
was how'd not you do yours
in this injury?
You weren't snowboarding, I know that.
Jacking and I'm 100%, bitch.
But mine's like a lot of rotator cuff damage, I'm pretty sure.
It was a lot of masturbation. But I want to know how much you hate poker that I ask when we can do a poker night, and all of a sudden you fucking change the subject to hiking.
I mean, I like poker.
Fucking dick.
So
it's because he's fucking busy.
March 16th?
I was like, let's talk about poker night. And all of a sudden, Patrick's we need to plan hiking. And then
17th is St. Patty's Day.
Well, we should do March 16th. We should do a St. Patrick's Day themed poker game. That'd be fucking fun.
I got shit I can wear for that. Hell yeah.
I don't, but I'll get some.
That'd be fun.
St. Patty's?
March 16th, but we do a St. Patty's Day themed poker game.
Lex said she'll come and be the bartender, but not for free. So we got to tip the waitress.
That's fair.
That's cool.
Yeah. But she'll come hang out and do that. Matt is totally down.
Yeah.
Southside Matt will play poker.
Southside.
What's our buy-in?
Is it because he's five. On the south side of the street?
Dane will play six.
Now Southside Matt and Southside Colleen.
Oh, nice.
Of course, she's getting tattoos, and he's just not accepting it. He doesn't
get tattoos?
No, he's just not getting any, and then he's buying, like, fucking station wagon-looking SUVs and a second dog. And
he has a V6 Durango. I'm like, what?
What?
He got rid of a truck for that.
So you got to get the Citadel if you're going to get a Durango.
But it wasn't really a truck. He had a Nissan.
Yeah, the Frontier.
Fucking little Frontier, yeah.
But I did notice when we were coming out of Wingers the other day, the on the driver's side, like the suspension, you could see overspray, like paint overspray, like it was in an accident.
I'm sure it was.
And like, they painted it. It was like on the upper control arm of the suspension. Like
the thing is, like the Denali version, whatever Dodge's Denali version is, and he got it for like $30,000.
Citadel.
Yeah. 30.
Denali's GMC.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like whatever they call their Citadel. Denali version. Yeah. So
it's pretty tight. They're pretty badass. I've seen a couple of them.
It's not my thing.
I mean, I'm not saying I'd buy one.
Yeah. It's not my thing, but he likes it.
I would never buy a Dodge.
He's the one driving it.
You have a Dodge.
It's a you have a Dodge.
I was waiting for it.
It hasn't been a Dodge for
I did that to him once too. I was like, you got a Dodge. And then he went off on the Ram. So I just sat back and ignored it.
It's been a Fiat for like over a decade, losers.
You have a Dodge.
I think it was in Garden Valley. I did that to you.
I think mine's technically a Ram.
It's a Ram 1500.
Mine's a Ram.
Yours is a Dodge Ram. 2500 something diesel. Unless it's before 2009.
Then it's actually Dodge Ram.
Then it's actually a Ram, whatever.
They changed Donnie, that recently, though. It always used to be Dodge Ram.
Oh, yeah, it's a Chevy.
Yeah, it was 2009.
That's I mean, I know what mine is.
I know exactly what mine is.
It's Ram went trucks and got away from Dodge.
You guys don't know? You just buy shit, you don't
Isn't it still made by Dodge?
No. It's made by Fiat.
Yeah, it's made by Fiat.
It's not made by Fiat.
I definitely would never get another one made.
No, it's like 2019. Wait, is Fiat German?
Fiat's Italian?
Yeah, but they just bought Dodge out, and then
they just made
they assumed the production lines and stuff.
A truck specific department is what it is. Mm.
But it's they just basically bought their assembly lines. It's all the same product.
It's like Lincoln's not a Ford anymore.
With the exception of like when they started making the smaller cars and stuff.
No,
have they been? When was the last time?
I used to have a Mercury Topaz.
Oh shit!
Damn baller!
I know.
You were super cool in 1986. Fuck,
shit, yeah. Alan Jackson sang about Mercury.
86, dude. Fuck you. I was like 8 in 86.
You weren't. You were 18.
I was 8.
2014.
Literally.
Is when Mercury stopped?
No, that's when Fiat bought.
Right, right. But when did Ram separate from Dodge? Because that's when they actually like made a truck that was actually nice-ish.
Yeah, 2009.
Mercury ceased in 2010.
2009.
But sad.
My dad's Dodge.
I think it made it to like 75,000 miles.
Not that great. No. And his truck was so sought after, though, dude. Like
my dad's wasn't either.
Kept that for
it's
a while.
Like an old Cummins.
It was an old Cummins.
Yep. Those are fucking
and people
they
fucking
rode like
go
shit back in the day.
Shit
though.
Over those, dude.
I know. There's so much power.
I feel like my truck has way more power than that one did, and his shit was obnoxiously loud.
Oh god.
You pull up in the campsite like, and you're just like
people want to blow or be like blah, 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 blah. And then the fucking smoke comes out. They're like
America.
Hawaii County, yeah, baby. Where you at?
Fuck your feelings.
Fuck your fresh air.
That's just funny. Like if I'm driving the Tesla and I encounter like a big fucking
Dodge and Ram
truck,
are both made by Fiat.
They are now.
So they're both still the same. Fuck it.
But but they make it's like the same way the Dodge used to.
Yeah.
But but Chevy's the only one that didn't pay back the fucking government bailouts, so fuck Chevy.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not Chevy, it's GM.
GM. They didn't pay back.
All of them.
Well, you're
I don't give a
for that.
Fuck
you're
about the government.
Well, awesome. You're paying for that.
Yeah.
Out of your taxes.
Thanks to Trump.
Tesla and GM that haven't declared bankruptcy.
No, Ford.
Oh, Ford.
Ford. Yeah.
Ford and Tesla.
But they all would have. They all would have after 9/11. So they got those big fucking bailouts like shortly after that. Yeah. Like every single car manufacturer would have declared bankruptcy, but they got, you know, $2.3 trillion in bailouts. And then GM's the only one that didn't pay back.
I think Ford was the only one that didn't because they had a special financing program that wasn't fucked up.
No, Ford paid it back.
Oh, they paid it back. So they got it. They just paid it back.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Look, motherfucker.
Hey.
GM received $52 billion from the government. Only $6.7 billion was considered a loan. They've paid back $2 billion. They owe $4.7 billion on one more payment.
What?
So they will pay it.
Yeah, right. How, like
here's
20 $50 years
billion. Only six you need to pay back.
With zero interest. after they've.
I don't know how only $6 billion of $52 billion was so alone. That's like
$50,000 million. Cool. Yeah, it sounds a lot more when you say 50,000 millions.
Look, either way, I don't give a shit if they pay it back or not.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. Ramp still like my truck.
I like mine too.
I will always buy a Chevy.
You should drive mine though. I feel like you got a bad rap after driving Dan's.
Dan's, my dad's, my stepdad's.
Mine's not a driving truck. It's a fucking here's the towing truck.
My father's
a workhorse, bro.
It will fucking tow both of your trucks and still have room to go.
I didn't say shit about that.
Inner trailer.
Mine definitely rides a lot.
Yeah, why are we all driving, Dan? You can just pull all of it.
But he hates it because he drove yours. Because
it's a beast, man.
Well, I didn't like my dad's. My dad had one. My wife's mom's boyfriend has one.
You can take lessons from.
But they're all diesels, right?
Yeah.
I've just never liked the 1500s. They ride like a
trailer.
It's the big fuckers that are bitches.
Yeah, I just wasn't.
Well, they're so heavy, bro. That's why.
Yep.
And his fucking radio sucked. Fuck.
Mine's fucking.
It's what?
Your fucking radio sucks.
Ooh, we need to book.
Donnie couldn't figure out how to hook up to Bluetooth because
Bluetooth wouldn't hook up to my phone.
You should have called your mom.
And then I couldn't find any goddamn radio stations. I'm like going through trying to find radio stations. Nothing come through. I was like, did you not even put a fucking antenna on this thing?
Who the fuck listens to radio stations?
Me when Bluetooth doesn't work.
And here's Donnie's thought process in this whole thing. He's like, okay. It's not working. He's like, I'm just going to be pissed off about it for a week instead of just being like, hey, look, dude,
I got it the next
how do you hook up this to a fucking Bluetooth?
It was literally the drive from here to my house. And I was like, fuck it. And I just turned on my phone. And then the next day, I got it working.
Yeah.
Oh, tiny speakers are so bad.
Yeah.
Yes, but his shit sucked. And then I wasn't going to keep trying to figure it out on the freeway. So I was like, fuck it. And I just turned my phone on and figured it out later. Look, I thank Dan for letting me borrow it. That was awesome. It helped a lot.
It takes a pretty savvy person.
It was great. Will I go buy one? No.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I got to steal the deal on mine.
Intricacies.
Yeah. I only have like 15 grand.
You haven't, but you haven't towed your trailer with it either. If you did that, you might change your mind on it.
Oh, yeah. Even my truck fucking sexy with the
pull trailer. That fucking thing of pine and you'd be like, oh, shit, I get it.
I went
to Cali and back. Let's go.
We're looking either 2500 or a Duramax. And we've been looking for a little bit that we're going to get. And I don't want to get rid of my, I love my truck, but yeah, that's what we're going to get. I won't go Dodge. I won't go Ram. I won't go Dodge, whatever you want to call it. I'll stick with my Chevy.
You will be the same. You'll be in the same boat as far as like the ride and stuff.
Maybe.
Like for daily driving it and then like off-road. That shit sucks.
Have they fixed the transmissions for fuck's sake? Please.
Well, I fixed mine.
All the time.
Well, no, I just got a new one.
I know.
The Duramax is an Allison.
Oh, yeah. If you get the Allie, you're good.
I don't know what's.
Yeah, but
I mean, Allie's.
I don't drive that shit. I don't know.
The Duramax is an Allison transmission. You'd be good.
Yeah, it's all hers. Like, I'm never.
Yeah, that's the problem with regular Chevs is they fucking shitty ass.
According to her, to my father-in-law, her Yukon will pull it better than my truck. But it's not set. Like, we got the sway bars and everything. It's all set up for my truck. And we're like, fuck it.
Yeah,
my truck pulls it just fine. The only problem I have is going to Pine, that one hill out of Mountain Home going up into Pine. And it's not like a huge problem. I just slow down to like 50 instead of 60.
50, dude. I've been on hills. What's that, Whitebird Hill? Shit, man. I was going like 30 tops.
Last time Dan rode with me to Glen's Ferry, I looked down and we were doing 90 on the freeway. I slowed down. I was like, fuck. Oops.
What? It's two lanes. It's 2 miles up, flat. And cars just passed.
Well, fuck Whitebird. Whitebird sucks.
I went over Sierras and all that shit and up and down through the coastal fucking range in California with my trailer. And, dude, it was fucking just beast mode. It never fucking flexed.
You got a pretty light trailer, though. You're like, dry weight's like $3,000 or whatever.
Yeah, dry weight's 37, but it was loaded down because it was a fucking 8-day trip. Yeah.
So it made it 5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, it was just, compared to my Ford, it was fucking ridiculous.
I feel like it's amazing. Almost time to get our trailers out.
We're getting there, dude.
Oh, dude, there's a fucking country concert at the Pendleton Roundup on June 13th. Camping available. So it's right there in Pendleton at the Pendleton Rodeo Grounds. It's like Thomas Rhett and fucking a bunch of other people. Like, it looked like pretty fucking good.
Tell your wife to text the wives, dude. You know,
I know. I think she's on it. She just texted me that last night.
Yeah, if you want to put it in motion, get the wives involved.
Because,
I already forgot.
That would be gorgeous. Cause then just fucking,
where are we going?
What?
Did we pick a fucking?
Is it on the calendar? Is it on the calendar?
Like fucking 20 minutes away.
Look, is the 16th of next month the poker?
Yeah.
It's settled.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
Wait, what night is that?
Saturday.
Let me check your calendar. Hold on.
Check your family calendar, bro.
I don't use that shit.
When I actually check it, I don't get in trouble.
Tony has an iPhone. He can't.
It's cool. I'm just going to text my wife. She's my family calendar.
He doesn't even have a calendar.
You don't have a shared calendar?
The calendar is locked down by
iTunes. I don't ever use it.
You have to log into iTunes to get your fucking calendar. And
well, I started
using it.
That's fine. I just don't use it.
Yes.
Lexa pushed it in. She's like, didn't you check the calendar? I was like, no, I don't fucking care.
Oh, bro, I got nothing on that day. I'm going to put it on the calendar. What time?
I mean, it's Saturday. We can do whenever.
Saturday.
Okay, well, it looks like I'm busy till about 4.
Loser.
So let's do it at 3?
The volleyball tournament.
Well, that...
So let's start at 2 o'clock?
Just kidding. Fucks everything up.
Nah, let's just
wouldn't it be like in the evening anyways? So
you can't get here at all.
I've never done an early poker game. I thought it was like 5 or 6 is the earliest I've ever started.
I'd say we call like, what, 4:30, 5 o'clock?
I could probably jam a little early.
4:30, 5 o'clock?
Yeah. I'd say 5. I'm good with 5.
I like 5 because it's poker, so you got to get started early.
To 4...
That way, if I lose my ass real quick, I still have the rest of the night.
Well, we were thinking we would do one rebuy within the first blind set. We'll do 30-minute blind sets.
We calling it Leprechaun Poker Night?
Yeah, I like that. We'll do 30-minute.
What time?
5 o'clock.
Okay.
30-minute blind sets.
If you're out in 30 minutes, then you can buy back in.
What are we
you can buy
it?
Back in.
Leprechaun Poker
but
Night.
But only one rebuy within that blind
What's
set.
What's the buy-in?
I don't know. We need to discuss that. I'm down for whatever.
Anywhere between 20 and 50, I'm good. But you go over 50, and I'll watch.
I was going to suggest 500, but no, I think 50's fine. I'm good with 50.
I'm barely making 500 a week.
Or we can go lower. I mean, I'm okay with.
I mean, I'd say 50.
I don't know if I can convince the wife of 50.
So if we go, what if
whatever
we
went, it is,
we'll
is
go up to 50?
Then you got to figure out the payouts.
What if
we went? Can buy it with
I mean,
you
I'm
want.
Down. I got to convince her because she was going to want to. She might want to play too.
What if we
it was
went?
50, she probably won't play. She'll just find. She'll go find you play.
What if we went 35?
How many people are we talking about?
Maybe I get her to play.
What if we went 35?
Love a lot, but
yeah.
right
now we were at what, 7, 8.
Yeah, I think we got like 8. I think we could probably round up. I think the most we'd want to do
12 at most.
16.
Oh, okay.
Eight at each table.
You can get 8 at your little table?
Is the most. Yeah.
Oh.
What's your address?
Nice.
1469.
It's 42069.
Just hit my current location.
just pin it.
Or does your phone not do that?
42069.
Fucking Android.
Because you guys are really putting all this shit in. I just texted my wife. I was like, March 16th, poker Josh, night, dance Josh, house.
Bro, when the date's open, you put it on there because then she works around me.
See, I just
if she beats me to it, then I got to work around her.
That's what I said. Lex is the calendar. She just tells me what we're doing and why we're doing it. Like I call her, I'll be like, are we doing anything this weekend? Okay, let's go ride the side by side.
$35 buy-in?
I like it.
Yep.
Deal.
It's a good even number.
Yes, it isn't.
So what would you do as the payouts?
I say top three.
That's what I think, too. We always did when Chase we did it at the bar was third top. Place just gets their money back.
I like third that's place fine. Get your money back.
And then
if you make fine. It to third, at least you get don't lose money.
Typically, yeah. When you get down to three people, the whole chop the pot conversation starts happening anyway.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, because well, that she's like 6 hours so in and everybody's sick.
It's fine. That's part of it, though. Because
we're going to do one buy?
One rebuy in the first. We'll do 30-minute blind sets. One rebuy. Allowed in the
35.
Yeah, I'm cheap fucker, dude. I'm one in.
It's 35 for the rebuy.
I don't rebuy. Yeah. I lost it.
Every time, every time that there was the whole chop the pot shit, I was in the lead big time. And they're like, "Oh, it's 2 a.m. Let's just finish it." I'm like, "No, fuck you, dude.
You
you're
don't have
lose.
To though."
And I said no, but they all threw a fit, and we ended up having to anyways.
No, you don't.
And
have
I hate
to.
That.
Break
shit.
It out according to fucking chips.
Dude. Everybody has to be in agreement. Like in that situation, though, it's like okay, first place is say $400.
Yeah.
Second place is $200. And then third place gets their money back. And when you chop it, everybody gets fucking $250. And it's good. Like, you don't risk. You mitigate your risk. I've chopped
dude,
plenty
I'll
of pots in jackpot.
Just to have fun with my friends and drinks.
Totally.
Beers.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's the best part.
I forgot.
Restart.
Hey, Dan, talk.
Fuck them little kids.
Titties.
I know your tricks.
Viewer discretion.
Like I would never invite Brandon. Just don't worry about that.
I was going to invite Brandon.
He won't come.
So you can invite him all you want. He'll just go, yeah.
Yeah, I got so
you know how far the fucking drive that is, bro?
Dude, no, I'm good.
I make that drive.
I got to work next week.
He's like, I'm cleaning up the fucking thorns out of my.
Yeah, I got a lot of goat heads.
Cleaning up goat heads out of my driveway.
I put in like 13 hours of work this week. I'm fucking exhausted. Sorry. I'm going to sleep.
Who else would you invite?
And play fucking PlayStation. Nobody.
I mean, you're here. You're here. You're here. That's all that matters.
I'd invite Tony.
Sure.
T-Bone.
I don't know. Does he know how to play poker?
Yes.
He knows how to be a loud motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know him.
Of course I know him. I probably spent more time with Tony than you have.
Oh, way more. I've only spent two nights with him. But they were glorious.
It took me 2 years to get used to Tony, man. They were the hottest night of life. Not used to him to like him. But
the second night was at Chase's house.
I get you. But yeah, that'd be good. And then that's the only other person I know that really...
But I would just say...
Suckers.
Yes, I'm open to inviting other people, but just people that are cool. And sure. People I don't have to worry about stealing shit or...
Well, you got cameras.
Sorting coke off the table.
How am I supposed to get away with it if I don't
Did I tell you about that?
No, somebody I was there put for that.
It on. Wait, does that concern you smoking, snorting coke or somebody else?
Anybody but me.
Oh, you were there. You
what if we snort mushrooms?
I was there. So Donnie had a... Donnie had a poker nice. Tournament. Donnie had a poker just tournament
that.
At his...
That would smell like shit.
Grind it up. And
oh! It'd be like sniffing wasabi.
Oh, dude. Or you can keister it.
It'd be like plastering acid stain.
Thank you.
I'm playing.
We needed that.
I was just playing.
Yeah, that got a little physical.
Yeah, Donnie had a poker tournament at his house years ago when we lived in Boise. Josh. And they were all snorting coke, and then the fist fight broke out in the garage. And it was like five
Nobody
people.
Felt it.
It was crazy.
Fucking retarded.
Pounded his face in, and he was like, oh, yeah.
I was like,
they're
oh,
like, do you mind
crazy.
If we do this in your garage? I'm like, you already did.
Poker chips got thrown and shit. Like, it was fucking crazy.
I'm sorry, can, and he's like, well, do you have a plate we can use? I'm like, no. No, I don't have a plate you can fucking use for your cocaine. God damn it, people. This is poker. It was crazy.
Just got to boof it.
But I had poker a lot back then, and then everybody who played it
sorry, man.
Died.
I got gas.
They just passed away.
I wonder why.
Wow.
Sours.
No, they just left. I don't.
Why does this shit keep getting morbid tonight?
They didn't really die. I just like they all left the company and then they just died as far as they disappeared. They just fucking ghosted everybody. Yeah, they're all dead. They don't respond to texts. They don't talk anymore. I was like, all right, cool. They're all dead.
Yeah, happens.
They were all in one car and got in an accident. Well, they're snorting cocaine off a plate.
God. Not your plate.
Nope. They couldn't use my plate.
Couldn't track his ass.
But yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot. It was like almost every week I was having one there, but.
Rager?
No, just poker.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine happened the first night and then it did.
Sorry, I got distracted.
It was never allowed again.
They ruined it for everyone.
All right. So.
Cocaine has been ruined in my garage for life.
So, somebody always has to ruin it, dude. Like, no cocaine policy in Donnie's garage.
It's a big sign.
Leave your cocaine at the door.
Don't do cocaine in the
it's
bathroom.
It's a liability. I get it, dude. Use it at your own risk.
He's like, he checked with his homeowner's insurance, and they were like, nah.
They're like, dude, you can't do that. Put up a sign.
Now, look, if you want to walk across the street,
you're fucked yourself.
You want to go across the street and sit in your car and do it? I can't stop you.
I was reading through my policy, and I just didn't see anything about cocaine abuse.
There was there's a clause in the CC&Rs, too. Like, they don't fuck around with that in the HOA. They don't like cocaine use in poker games, specifically stated.
That's bullshit.
Wait, the both combined or like separately or together?
Both
or?
Combined only. Oh. Is that a butt plug?
Yes. Boof it. Boof it.
It's gone.
Can you puff with your butthole? Be like cool if you
did. Probably could. I bet. I mean, you fart with it, so. What you goes probably suck. You could probably suck some bait.
There has to be some backflow. I mean.
Just pucker a little bit. It probably has some suction.
I can see that. I mean, I don't want to see it. But please, I don't want to see that. I'll allow it.
Why though. Do you have your video camera out then?
Because I was ready to... Yeah.
Just in case.
We used to play... I mean, back in the day when Texas Hold'em first kind of made its stride, we were playing that every weekend with friends.
Same.
Dude, Hold'em's great.
Yeah, I used to... Tana had weekend. A...
It's
had,
the funnest, man.
I got Tana a fake ID and we used to go to this bar that had it. It
just gets boring when there's not a lot of money on the line.
Yeah. People start playing like shit.
Yeah. There for a while, it's fun just to play. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's kind of boring just to play. But when there's, you got skin in the game, you're in.
In Time to Kill.
People play differently when it's...
Yeah, and 5 hours to kill.
A decent buy-in.
Yeah, exactly. When there's something to win. I usually never cared. I like the experience. Like I said, that's how
oh,
I
yeah, gamble. I've never liked playing without money.
I go to Vegas to lose 100 bucks.
There's nothing to lose.
But I really don't lose more than 100 bucks.
Oh.
I'm a cheap fuck.
I play all the time. I play online and everything.
But I want a lot of money on 100 bucks. I'll go on 100 bucks and come out with $2,000. So.
But if you sit at a cash table, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah, I do not do poker in Vegas.
Yeah,
hell
it's
no.
Fucking... Those guys,
I don't even do blackjack in Vegas. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
I know.
It's the worst.
People get pissed.
So pissed.
Yeah.
Hell. I'm like, to no, the fun. Dude. That's where Wendover comes in. Wendover, the Red Garter, at about 2 a.m., they'll feed you as many shots as you can drink, and you got fucking $3 hand.
Especially if you
so
can.
Fun, dude.
Especially still if you go there with a group.
Yeah.
Especially if you go with a group and you just take over a table.
Oh,
like
dude.
If you're there
absolutely.
With just your peeps.
Well, at 2:30 in the morning, especially so if you go fun. Like on a weekday. Oh, yeah. My God. Did you own that place?
Yep.
And everything's cheap. It's like $40 rooms. And then they have a shuttle 24 hours between 6 casinos. And they're all open all night. So you can just literally bounce and party. You open containers on the
Do you know of any casinos thing? That close at night?
Voice.
Huh? No. The shuttle, sorry, doesn't close.
Oh, well, you said they're all open all night. I was like, aren't all casinos open all night?
Sorry, the shuttle's open all night.
Not really.
Never heard of one closing.
So at 4 o'clock in the morning, if you want to go two casinos up, you just jump on the shuttle and it takes you.
Gotcha.
You'd Wendover, bro. That was so good.
But to be fair, too, Donnie.
It's like jackpot on crack.
To be fair, they might not close down, but all the tables
it's
close down.
It's in all the better ways.
True.
Crack makes
so you're just playing
ways.
Fucking slots.
It's
which,
not big
well,
enough
that's
to
all
have
my
crack
wife
heads.
Does. Well, in your
there's,
wife.
Because there's nothing besides
I don't mean crack in a bad way. I mean,
yeah, Wendover's dope. That would be a fun fucking drive, too. Dude, Bonneville Salt Flats.
If we just drove just, through this right awesome. Here, it's only like probably 2 hours.
Yeah, let's do it.
Straight down. Fuck all these. This wraparound.
We'll just take the Razor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Fuck it.
It looks pretty flat.
2 hours in the Razor. Let's do this.
I'm in.
Yeah, dude. The map looks good. I trust it.
I trust it.
But no,
it's
legit.
Just
like
brown and green.
It is crazy how much time it takes off, though. We did South Hills and Twin to Jackpot, and it was like a 20-minute drive on the Razor.
Yeah, I bet. Well, for even sure. we went up to like almost to Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit, we're here already? Like from like Trinity Lakes area, we were like on the backside of Atlanta in like, what, 45 minutes maybe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking wild, dude.
I've done that before. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, though. We got up to the first lake. We were going up to Trinity Lakes, the first lake we stopped at. We're kind of cooling down because it was hot. There's a fucking moose like right out in the water.
And a sick one.
And it was, it was a sickly
fucking. You
can
see its fucking ribs,
dude. Like, she was definitely not doing well. But she had babies up on the shore, too. But,
Amelia caught some fish and killed them.
I've just never seen a moose up in that area, man.
Yeah, that's kind of low for moose.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fucking they're scary, dude.
Aggressive.
They do not fuck around.
Yeah. He was across a little meadow. We're like,
Well, if you pull up on them, they can look so chill. They're just like,
yeah, just hanging out, bro.
Yeah,
until they
look
some
at
shit.
You.
And then they're like, if you get just a foot too close to where they don't like it, they're like, nah, bro.
Yep.
And you see it like if it's like cold outside and you can see like the breath, it's like a fucking blowhorn of just like.
Well, and you can see one out in the distance and then like look away for a second, look back, and it's not there because it's 300 yards this way already.
Yeah, it takes 10 steps. And it's
exactly.
Oh, quick, dude.
10 steps and it's gone.
Yep.
Moose are crazy, dude.
And they just don't run. They don't just run you over. They like fucking hoof you, like pummel your ass. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's 30 feet deep.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
It's in the water, yeah.
Godzilla!
That's an elephant.
I have not hiked.
You did that on purpose, subconsciously.
I haven't hiked seriously for like at least 3 years.
Yeah, well,
because we've been doing these like we've been doing these car hiking trips. That's why I was saying we need to do a real one. It's a totally different experience, dude. When you like hike out there with everything on your back,
yeah, it is.
And you get there and you set up and you fucking party. It is like
when you're not next to a car,
glorious
gas stations.
It's like truly living, dude. Like you get out there and you're like, fuck yeah, this
dude. That
is
Seneca
amazing.
Lake, that was fun, dude. That was a good fucking. Other than
that
the
was
bugs.
Fun, but that's what we're saying. We got to get you out there with just the pack
and no mosquitoes.
Yeah, Larry,
I think you get to decide on that one.
I've always like loved the Wind River Range. It's fantastic. I need to go there. And I was like, yeah, dude, we went there a couple years ago, and we like the mosquitoes were so horrific that we hiked out on day two. Like woke up and we're like out.
Yeah,
that was. Delicious, dude.
Bro, I tried to take a shit the next morning,
like
and I was like, Oh my God. I was like, I'm going to go over here. I don't see any mosquitoes. And then as soon as I dropped Trapper, I was like,
oh my God.
You see on your ass.
Somebody's getting waterboarding.
Ass, nutsack, everything.
I've never seen that. Some
degree. Like, that would suck. That was torturous, man.
It was bad.
Mosquito bite on the nutsack. That
was waterboarding. That was.
Bro, we smoked the shit out of that fucking place, dude. We had the smokiest fire to try to kill those fuckers.
Massive fire.
They didn't give a fuck, dude.
Deep, 100% deep.
There were hummingbirds coming at you, bro.
100% deep. And the mosquito nets, the face nets.
Well, you guys had mosquito nets. Me and Brandon didn't.
Oh, your lower back, dude, because your shirt untucked?
We bought them. I have it now. I'll never not have a fucking mosquito net again.
Oh, my God.
But I was like wearing like a big ass hoodie. You know what's funny though?
They were eating through shit, dude. Yeah. Like,
I've never in my life worn one of those. Fleeces, bro. And that was the first time I've ever taken one with me.
Same.
I just happened to.
Would you look like a beekeeper?
Oh, Brandon and I went first time we went to that. We're like
covering them on the outside.
That's what I'm picturing. Yeah, it would just like
draped over. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, greatest thing.
But the mosquitoes were like covering the fucking.
But try to bite you through it, dude. I mean, it was
Donnie. There would be so many on the mesh that like it would like fuck with your vision.
And they're not little. Like, they're monsters, dude.
It was fucked.
You couldn't tell like depth anymore because there was. Hundreds on your face, dude.
We ended up going to bed early.
Back, his lower back, he leaned forward at the fire and didn't realize it. And his shirt had untucked from his jeans.
Just that little bit.
And didn't realize it until the next morning, dude. And he's like, oh, my lower back itches. What the fuck? Me and Dan, we look at him, we're like,
chowed, bro.
Holy fucking. I took pictures. I don't have mommy, but dude, in a space this big on his lower back, 2 inches by 12 inches, there were probably 50 bites.
Annihilating.
And they were like penny size.
And the sprays, the DEET, the whatever.
I was using 100% DEET.
We were 100.
Not it was a fucking thing.
It repelled us.
They were like, I'm good with this, bro. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, if anything, they liked it.
They were like, oh, shit, that smells like something's down there.
Like we had people like when we were hiking up that we were, like, encountering, and they were like, yo, like, bugs are bad up there, but, like, once you get up high, like, it's fine. Dude.
It wasn't?
We might have, like, the next day hiked out of it, but we would have had to hike back through it. And that first night was miserable, and we went to bed early, and I woke up the next morning, and I like stepped out of my tent, and I was like, oh, thank God. And then like within like 2 seconds, it was just
because they didn't know you were there. So you walk, you like, you open the, you zip open, you look out, and you're like, yeah, sunshine, this is great. And then you step out, you take like one stretch, and it's just.
I was the one who called it. I was like, hey guys, you want to pack up and get the fuck out of here? And they were like, yes, let's go.
We went to Jackson Hole.
Did we tell you about our night in Teton?
I have no clue.
So we stayed at this. We like went to the after we like hiked out of the Wind Rivers. We went back to the Ranger's office.
That was the night we stayed there twice, right?
Yeah. Went to the Ranger's office. We're like, hey, do you have any campsites open? And I was like, we're car camping. And she was like, oh, yeah, we got like this one down by this lake. And there was only two down there. And so we're like, fuck
it's like
yeah, dude.
It's like a 6 mile road.
It was legit. That was a legit spot.
Badass
spot.
For the most part.
It was like a car.
Walk right down to the lake.
And whatever else was there.
Hold on.
sorry. Bring it ahead.
So we get there. We set up camp. And when we're setting up camp, we can see the other campsite down a little bit closer to the lake. And there's a car there. And then just a tent. That's it. Like a basic like Walmart tent setup.
With the box outside and shit.
No,
with a box.
No lights, no chair.
Nothing. They just bought it.
Nothing.
Like, no chair, no nothing.
A tent and a car.
A tent and a box that it came in.
We were there the entire day. Didn't leave. Yeah.
But we were there 2 full days.
The first day, we're there the entire day. Didn't leave. Didn't see the car move. Didn't see anybody outside the entire time.
To the pisser, to nothing.
Nothing.
Like, you could see the pisser from where we were.
We just thought they were, like, holding a spot.
Yeah. Well, they were out hiking somewhere.
Yeah,
like, or something. Maybe they just parked there and they're like, okay, let's go on a couple night hike.
So that night.
And it's by the lake. So we're walking back and forth to the lake like constantly. Yeah. And we walked by a million times.
That was our
dude.
Water source. Yep. So we had to go down there.
And the bathroom is down there
and
too.
And we chilled it. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then that night we party down. We're like drinking and fucking having a good time, listening to music, whatever.
Being loud.
And then probably
midnight.
11 midnight, we see the light on in the tent.
Midnight. Yeah.
we see the light on in the tent, and we're holy shit, there is somebody down there.
That was the night we were,
hold on.
No, we didn't go skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping, yeah. In your dreams, bro.
So we were all naked together. It was amazing.
We stroked each other's dicks.
We did. It was fondling. It was fondling. It was sensual.
It was basically skinny dipping.
He said we had to get close to stay warm.
But
the fire wasn't big enough.
We see the light on, and then I pointed it out, and then 15 minutes later, it was out. That was it.
And
then we kept on partying. We were just like, because
it had
dude.
To put the lotion on.
Then we walked down to the lake. Fucked around down there, whatever. Came back up, and then we ended up going back down to the lake. But it was like 45 minutes later. And it's probably, what, 2-3 o'clock in the morning?
It's crazy.
Point?
Like, full, like, it wasn't full moon. It was bright ass moon. All
like, bright, like, bright enough to be a full moon.
The most gorgeous fucking scenery ever.
In the midst of that 45 minutes, there was probably 20 of the rock stacks on the beach.
Kerns.
And they were like anywhere from fucking 2 to 5 feet tall, perfectly stacked. Weren't there the first time we went down
to
the beach.
Well, because when we went down there, there was like two. And we were inspired to build one. Didn't we build one?
No, there was none down there the first time we went down there.
There was nothing.
We went down that afternoon and stayed by the and fucking sunbathed.
We did eventually, yeah.
There was nothing.
Then we came back after we built one, and there was like a ton of
them. There was probably 20, dude. It was everywhere. And then we're like weirded the fuck out.
And we had to go back. And sleep there then.
But then we go back.
We haven't seen or heard or
nothing.
Nothing. They haven't cooked anything. They haven't gone to the bathroom.
They had jars in there. They're
peeing
in.
We were there the whole fucking time, dude.
Are you saying the next morning?
No, it was that night that we were going to bed. And then you heard somebody walking around the tent.
Oh, God. So seriously, so close. So we're spread out as far as we can, given our campsite and finding the flattest.
It was pretty slopey. Yeah.
But close enough to where you could hear. Dan was pretty far out, but I heard footsteps.
I mean, he's 20, 30 feet coming down the most.
I'm just like, okay, weird. Somebody's walking down to the lake to get some water, take a piss.
But nobody's above us. Like, it's a long ass road. Like, our side and theirs below. That's it.
My tent and closer and closer and fucking closer to where I'm like sitting up and I'm like, I turn my light on. I'm like, hey. And like the footsteps stop, and I'm like, "Hey guys, do you guys?" Like, I yelled at these guys.
Everybody's like, "What?"
And I was like, "Did you hear this?" And then I didn't hear footsteps walk away. Nothing ran away. Nothing.
But we had deer friends too. Like we had deers that were.
It wasn't deer steps.
But you would also hear them leave.
That's
true.
It was a biped.
Still does not explain the whole tent and car situation or the cairns on the beach.
But then the next morning, we get up first thing. I mean, because we had a full day planned. So we get up probably about 6.
Yeah, we got to go to Yellowstone.
Gone.
And they're gone. Tent's gone.
Completely gone.
Huh. Even the box?
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
Completely empty site.
We left firewood.
Fucking weird.
Completely empty site. We're there for fucking 2 full days. Back and forth. Like, it's a constant envision of our camp.
It was like Blair
nobody. You heard every car that came down the road. Like we were on the road, so like you heard every car come down. They turn around and go back.
Like yeah, and it was like a straight, like 5 mile probably dirt road to get down there. 2 campsites.
Yep.
A ranger came down.
Interesting.
Checked on us.
Yep. Yeah. Ranger came and said, "What's up?" Like a deer was like chilling, eating piss. In our
He was eating the piss. He was eating the piss piles.
We had this spot where everybody was pissing, like just offside in the trees. And then all of a sudden, this deer just comes rolling through.
And needed the salt.
And we're all sitting there like, there's a deer right here. And he comes up, he's like, "What's up?" And just starts like eating the piss pile.
This piss is great, bro.
And he sat there and ate that shit for like 20 minutes while taking pictures and shit. We're like, "What's up?"
We're like taking pictures with it.
We're like talking. At first, we're like, "Don't say anything."
Hugging it and shit.
And by the end, we're like, "Fuck it, dude. Whatever. Hey, what's going on?" Like, the deer's just chilling there.
It's like, no, this is delicious ground.
He just licked the piss.
I'm getting drunk.
How many different beers were in there?
Dude, so many.
I need to get a protection tattoo because I was the closest to that fucking, to the Blair Witch.
Yeah, dude.
Like, by far. And the reason I didn't hear her is because I always put my fucking noise canceling.
It was California plates, too.
Huh? Pods in.
Oh.
Cali plates.
Just watch a movie. I fall asleep to a movie. I'm glad I didn't because that honestly, that's why I do it, because I'm like, yeah, if I don't hear anything, then I'm none the wiser, and I'll just sleep through the night, fucking whatever. Because sometimes, it, like, when you're super remote, dude,
yeah,
you hear some weird shit at night, dude.
Yeah,
like,
fuck yeah, you do, dude. You're imagining.
And then you're not going back to sleep.
Well, and you realize that there's not, you know,
and you're in a little thousand fucking,
people in your square mile that scare that shit away. Like, you're
You're in a little
burrito.
And they're curious what the fuck you smell like. You smell interesting.
That's what I knew about those footsteps that night, dude. There's been plenty of times where we've been out in the woods and
You're like, that's a fucking deer or something.
Things creeping up on me, and it's like, yeah, it's just some. Maybe it's a big animal. I don't know, but I'm just going to be quiet and just, you know, hunker down. This was footsteps, and they shifted. It was like a walking down the road.
That's so weird.
And then like a, nope.
I'm investigated walk us.
To a tent.
You can definitely tell the difference in those, like on rocks walk away, or dude. Dirt.
Like we were silent. Like I was sitting there like flashlight on, like what is going on? And no footsteps ran away. We all got out.
Fuck all tent. That,
we
dude.
All looked.
That was super creepy, dude.
That was crazy.
Household rules.
If Josh takes us out, it's going to be 25 minutes. I say we just all take us out.
All three. One, yeah. Two,
Wait, stop.
Dad bod's
out, bitches.
Dad bod's out, bitches.
Too late.